I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Marketing campaigns can bring moviegoers into theaters to see what the fuss is all about, but they can't generate the excitement of those rare occasions when audiences discover a movie on their own. That's what happened recently with American Sniper. The film certainly benefited from marketing, but no one expected the huge crowds that showed up on the first weekend of national distribution. Now, a very mini version of the same phenomenon may be taking place, for very different reasons, with a charming curiosity from New Zealand called What We Do in the Shadows. After commercial success at home and in Australia, followed by screenings at film festivals here, this mockumentary opened last weekend in only two theaters, one in New York and in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Arclight. Yet it did spectacular per-screen business that promised more of the same during the current national rollout. And did I mention that the subject is vampires? No deep meaning or social relevance, only superbly silly fun. Genre prodigies like this one sometimes elicit guarded responses along the lines of, I liked it, pause, for what it is. And yes, What We Do in the Shadows is one more riff on mythical bloodsuckers, one more pseudo-factual send-up in the hallowed tradition of Christopher Guest. That said, it is also deadpan droll, tonally flawless, graced with comic acting of a very high order, and beguiling from the very first scene, which runs a funny change on all those movies that start with an alarm clock going off. The time is 6 p.m., and the slug-a-bed who awakens has not been sleeping in a standard bed. His name is Viago. He is 379 years old, and he's played as a fairly fresh-faced 17th-century dandy by Taika Waititi, who co-wrote and co-directed the film with Jemaine Clement. Clement is no stranger to American TV audiences, thanks to Flight of the Conchords. Waititi directed, wrote, and played in the endearingly odd Eagle vs. Shark and the touchingly odd Boy. In this new film, his Viago serves as host and guide for a film crew that, in the scheme of the mockumentary, has been granted special access to a secret society of vampires in Wellington, New Zealand. One reason to see the film is, I suppose, its value as an antidote to the brain-sucking powers of the Twilight series. Yet What We Do in the Shadows has non-medicinal virtues that many large-scale movies lack. Unflagging energy, entertaining inventiveness, sustained ridiculousness, and even an eloquent tribute to the frailties of the human race. I won't reveal how the story ends, but I can tell you that the movie ends with more thank yous than I've ever seen before, three whole screens of them, beginning with such eminent Wellingtonians as Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Richard Taylor, and culminating in a tip of the hat to an otherwise unheralded cat named Sifty. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.